the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
He said, get them to me, so that's next week.
We're closing out here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant with, well, Brian, I guess softball is here. You know, we started the program with baseball, basically, and we're ending it with softball. And, yeah, yellow ball. Yeah. And Brian is not a lover of the outdoor weather during softball season. He likes the game. He likes baseball, but he's not a lover of the weather. And he thinks we start too early, and he's really grumpy this time of year. But
Brian,
I know. It's kind of surprising.
Too early?
Yeah.
Too early?
It's never too early.
Amen.
And it is going to be a great season for high school softball. And the popularity of high school softball in this area just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I can remember the early years. Brian can't, but I can remember the early years where pitching dominated. Not really the case anymore. It's the hitters have kind of caught up with the pitching a little bit, haven't they?
They have.
Oh, by the way, this is Janice Morey of Oakland. I was talking about that and forgot to introduce you.
That's all right. They definitely have. Moving the pitching rubber to 43 feet made a difference.
Yeah.
It definitely made a difference and has made our game a little longer, which is surprising because everybody always tries to speed up our games, especially the umpires. But it's made it a little bit longer because now you got a lot more offense in the game, and it's made it more enjoyable, I think.
I think so, too, from a spectator standpoint. Those 1-0 games and 42 strikeouts got a little bit old after a while.
Well, and the defense got a little bored.
Yeah. And now you'll see some high-scoring games at times, but what you really want is good pitching and defense, and that's going to win games, and that's the case what you've been trying to establish.
Yes.
And Janice, in the last two or three years, we've seen Oakland kind of rebuild the program a little bit, and I know you're really happy with your young ones, and you were very young last year, and you're still pretty young.
We are.
But you see a base and a foundation there, don't you?
We do. We have two seniors that are going to do a great job for keeping us stable this year, and we've got six juniors, so that's a good core, a good upperclassman core that's going to set the tone for us and do great things for us.
The pitching last year, you kind of had two or three
yes.
there. Who's going to take the mound? Or are you still working?
Well, returning for us, we do have Sarah Wright, who's one of our seniors, left-handed, who's still getting the ball and doing well with it. And I think she's only maturing so much more. Just in her confidence is so much more this year. I think everything's kind of came into focus for. So I'm really anxious to see what she does. Kaylee Brandstetter's returning for us as well as a junior on the mound, and she's just continuing to develop. So it's going to be interesting there. And then we've got two just absolute great freshmen that have come in Abby Sargent and Hannah McCravey. So they're going to play multiple positions for us as well. But we've got – that's the great thing about our pitchers are they are athletes. They're absolute athletes.
They can
play other positions as well.
And with as much tournament play that you guys do, it's really important to – you know, you go into a season with one pitcher and maybe somebody that maybe could do it, it gets really tough, doesn't it?
It gets mentally exhausting for that pitcher. And very – what I think is going to be so great about our four this year is that they really will complement each other, and the load is not going to be on any one person. And if the burden gets a little heavy, somebody's going to step right in and take it off of them. So,
as a coach, you're not afraid to do that either. I've noticed that you like that rotation a little bit, and you like to be able to bring in somebody in a situation and not afraid to do it either.
No, not at all. That's what they're there for. That's why they practice every single day, you know, and that's why they throw at least 5 days a week, you know. I mean, because they can do – so many great things these days with the ball.
Yeah. Offensively, you got to score some runs. Let's talk about that a little bit and some position players that you've got coming back.
Our offense is ready to go. They are ready to go. We've got some great tools within our offense. I guess right now, kind of toward the top, will be Abby Sargent's doing a good job leading us off right now. Unfortunately, right now she's sitting out with a concussion, but she should be back with us on Monday. And then we've got Kaylee Brandstetter, who's been toward the top, Chelsea Kirby. kind of weird, but our catcher, Aubrey Crowell, who swung the bat right-handed last year, swinging it left-handed and looking great this year.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of an odd thing.
That's a little odd.
Did she come up with that? Or?
Well, from what I understand, when she was younger, she did it quite a bit, kind of went away from it, struggled a little bit this summer and just said, hey, why not? And it is definitely going to benefit her because she just is so smooth. Her swing's so much smoother from that side. She fought herself a little bit from the right side, and she's just not doing that from the left side. Some other ones, the Brooklyn Coffins, another senior that moved in
good
for
player.
Us.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good player. You know, and then we've got some new ones that will definitely be hitting the ball. Savannah Lee, Holly Shirey's going to hit for us. McKinley Preston played the DP role last year, and, you know, she's coming back to hit for us. You know, so we've got a We're ready to hit the ball.
You did lose a few seniors, I know, in terms of – but it, from what I can see, the numbers that you've assembled there, you have two seniors, but you've got a lot of juniors and sophomores and freshmen. And that's really kind of – to build a program, you've really got to kind of keep it that way, don't you, in terms of – you don't want a team where you've got nine seniors. They may be successful for 1 year, but you don't have the replacements quick enough.
Well, finally, we have Oakland Middle School.
Right, right.
Yay!
Right.
Feeder program. So I don't foresee that being a problem for us like it sometimes has been in the past, getting the new ones in and getting them adapted to our philosophy and the way we do things. You know, just this year, I know this is our first year with it, but it just seems like it's going to go so well, having the girls right across the street, them being able to come over anytime, you know, they get to come to our games more often because maybe they just finished up, they come on over, it's going to be great.
And plus, you're able to see them play some games.
Get a little rapport.
Yeah.
Before, it was, you know, just blank faces that I'd really never seen before that much because, you know, we do have family as well, and so we don't get to go out there and see as many ball games as we'd like to, but now that they're right there, it makes it a whole lot easier.
How do they do that too, Janice? I know they've got a field. They've been trying to build a field. And
They actually, their concrete blocks for their dugout showed up, delivered to us this week. But so they definitely are. The fences are up. The dugouts are not yet. Of course, this weather, although it's been great warm weather, it's been wet weather.
Right.
So they've been struggling a little bit trying to get everything going over there, but they're doing a great job. Charlotte's doing a great job over there.
They that's another thing. You've got a former Oakland Patriot over there that understands, loves the school.
Absolutely.
And would do anything for the high school. And she's just an all-around good person. And by the way, she's a pretty good softball player.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I actually played college similar at Cumberland and MTSU. So we got to know each other way back when and got to see each other play. So, yeah, she was a great softball player.
You,
she still would be if we put her out there.
She can still play. You kind of got into the coaching business. Is this something you've always wanted to do? I know you teach – what do you teach at Oakland?
I teach psychology.
Psychology. You don't really put psychology, but really that kind of comes in well with dealing with players and young ladies.
It can from time to time, that's for sure. You know, I try not to use it too much, but definitely use it from time to time just because of understanding too that these are high school girls. They're high school females that have so many things going on, and we want to try to keep the game fun, but you know what, winning's fun.
and softball is a season where it's a lot like baseball. It takes a while to get here, but once it's here, it's every day. I mean, every day, every night, every weekend.
Well, funny you say that because I was just talking to the girls getting ready for practice a while ago, and I explained to them that this week's pretty much it. We have a week of practice, but then we play four games in a play day on Saturday. And then we open up Monday, we play Tuesday, we're off Wednesday, and then we go to Hendersonville tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it is here and running.
I know trying to get you guys to come on these shows it makes it extremely hard because – and has that changed some too, Janice Moore, our guest here on the Prentice Austin Heating Air Coach's Corner? That's changed a little bit. I don't remember several years, maybe 5-6 years ago, as many tournaments being played. But now it seems like everybody's getting involved and everybody's playing somewhere.
Well, with the growth of softball, I mean, this as you talked about at the beginning of the show – the growth has come on so much, and there's so many people that can play the game that you're able to go to more tournaments, and you're able to have more pitchers involved. You don't wear your team out as much. You actually get more people involved, which is wonderful. So I really think that the growth of softball has allowed that to happen, because long ago, when you barely filled a team of maybe 11 or 12, 13, you didn't want to wear those kids out. Well, today, we've got 19.
So many kids can play now.
To get the overlap and to get the experience, you got to play the games. So,
in district play, over the years, it's been Riverdale, Riverdale, Riverdale. I do see that gap closing a little. And I know you were in some good games with Riverdale last year. Siegel's always been pretty tough. And, we've got Blackman. And nothing's changed. It's still a very good district, isn't it? Laverne, too.
Our district is amazing. I mean, it just is. If you want to be in a district that you're going to show up and compete at a top level every single day, come to this district. Yeah. That's for sure. But yes, Riverdale has been showing off for quite a few years, and we definitely hope and plan to close that even more so this year than ever before. But it's tough all the way around. You cannot take a day off. And I know we talked about that last year on the show, how Riverdale or Blackman or whomever the opponent is, our district's just so tough that you better be ready to play every day you show up.
You really can't find anybody that you can just walk in there and feel a little relaxed. And, hey, this
kick
is
your feet up? No.
Yeah, no, not going to happen.
None of that is going to go on.
And if you don't play well, you find yourself on the losing end pretty quickly.
Which is where I think in today, it's not just about being physically fit. It's also about mentally, being mentally tough. And we try to talk to our girls about that all the time and try to put them in situations where we try to take their focus away. But yet it's their job to be mentally focused and into the game. And those teams that seem to be able to show up every day, not only physically ready to play the game, but also mentally ready to play the game, seem to be the ones that are winning.
And you mentioned the fact that you've got girls now that can play multiple positions. That's tremendously important, isn't it? Especially in the pitching and the hitting. If they have to go into pitching, you've still got you can move the other pitcher to somewhere else and not mess your lineup or anything up.
Exactly. And two, it also helps in practices with just competition. The teams that have a lot of competition in practice, I feel like, are the teams that are the best teams. No doubt about it. So what people a lot of times may not understand is those names that maybe never get announced on this show, they contribute so much because they allow us to compete. They allow those people that the names do get mentioned, they allow them to be so tough.
Well, let's go over just some names. I know you've mentioned some. Let's don't forget anybody.
Okay, let's just kind of go down.
Yeah. Here.
We have Mary Beth Arnett, who's a junior. She's going to play outfield for us. We got Jordan Blue coming in as a catcher, freshman. Kaylee Brandstetter is that junior that's going to pitch, and she'll play second base for us. Haley Carter is going to be a great asset. She's a sophomore who's quickest little girl ever. She's working in several outfield positions and looking good. Slapping, that's coming along. As I talked about, Brooklyn Cawthons, she's a senior that's moved in for us, a great asset to our program. Aubrey Crow, junior, talking about multiple positions, though, going back to Brooklyn, poor thing, I think we put her in all nine positions almost.
Has she not caught some, too?
She actually came in and was tried out pitching a little bit, and she's been in the center field position. She's been at second. The other night we had to put her at shortstop. I'm telling you, she just goes and she plays, and it does a great job. It's so nice to get a senior transfer in. She had to come in with her dad coaching at MTSU, so she's been a great player for us. Aubrey Crow's a junior who just, oh my goodness, catch her arm. Her arm is unbelievable. She's awesome to watch play. Savannah Decker's been working real hard. She's a sophomore. We're going to play outfield. Kelsey Dunaway, we call her Pepper because she's definitely keeps us pepped up. Brings a little fight to the game for us as a junior. Chelsea Kirby, again, she's had to move over to third probably for us this year as a junior. And her bat, her stick, continues to be a big asset. Savannah Lee is a freshman who's going to play first a lot for us. Again, her stick's going to be an asset. Hannah McCravey, another pitcher, multiple positions. She's just an athlete doing a great job for us. McKinley Preston, as I talked about, she's actually kind of come in and going to try to relieve Aubrey a little bit with catching. So she's just one of those players. What do you need me to do, coach?
Yeah.
Is awesome. Abby Sargent, as I talked about, pitcher, shortstop, good stick. Holly Shirey is another freshman. Outfielder, got a good stick. Michaela Vanderpool's working in that catching role, going to be a good JV player for her. She's got some good skills. Kelsey Webb's going to be a hitter. for us. She's a junior, been around a little while. Deanna and Dara are our twins that just are quick little speedsters that's going to run the bases well for us. They're sophomores. And then, of course, in and out with Sarah Wright, who's our senior, and just going to do great things.
Do you anticipate Sarah going on the mound first and to start it out? Or
right now, definitely anticipating that.
As the number one, I guess, going in.
Yes. Her ball is moving well right now. Got some good velocity and just every day, you know, just getting a little more fine with each one of her pitches. And as I said, her confidence just seems to be growing and growing and growing. And I'd have to say, if there was one thing that she had the skills, but her confidence just wasn't quite there in the past. And I'm telling you, when she gets that with everything else.
And they travel all the time. They'll play travel ball and that kind of thing. They get better and better and better. Boy, it sounds like the Oakland Patriots are going to be pretty tough this year, and I know you're excited about them.
We are.
I know, did you bring all your coaching staff back? You still got that other guy that helps.
That
What's his
other
name?
Guy, I tell you what, he's getting out of control.
Is he, really?
His name is Randy Morey.
You may have to take some disciplinary action.
Something's going to have to
Make
go
him
there.
Take out the garbage?
I was trying to, you know, command practice a while ago, and he just absolutely told me that's not the way we're going to do it, Coach. I tell you. Yeah. But I also have two new ones, though. Dale Edwards is going to help this year. And,
oh, okay. Uh-huh, no, and Dale, yeah.
Yeah, Dale, who was at Riverdale for a long time, so that's our secret weapon. No, I'm kidding. But also we have a girl who transferred in at Christmas and started teaching at Oakland in the math department, but she's pitched a lot. So she's came on to help up with our pitchers.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm telling you, we're going to be fun to watch.
You got a full staff.
We are going to be fun to watch.
And Pam, just come over here to the Cedar Bucket and get a free breakfast,
exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sounds like it's going to be a great season for you, Janice. And we're going to be there, I know. And you always provide such hospitality for us, and we appreciate
we
you coming.
We host the district this year, so
oh, well,
we're
that's
excited
be good.
About that.
Nelson will
sure.
be there with all the stats for us, and we won't have to worry about a thing.
He will have everything ready. You know him.
He's a good guy.
Absolutely.
He's a good guy.
Absolutely.
And you got a lot of fan support. Janice Morey, appreciate you being in here. And I know it's kind of busy, and we may not get to see you again, but hopefully we'll get to talk to you before the season's over.
Oh, I hope
we're
so.
Planning on maybe doing some games on the Saturdays and talk to the coach before the game kind of thing. So we've got
over.
Some plans to do that. Okay?
You're welcome.
All right. Janice Morey, always a pleasure. And she's got that Oakland Patriot program in very, very good shape. And we look forward to seeing them in the coming months.